Hello and welcome to another episode of Epic Epilogues. Epilogues are little glimpses into the wider world of theatre around the play that we're usually more interested in. They are often quite reasonably cut from productions because they're talking to an audience who've been dead 400 odd years, but we're going to do them anyway because we do everything. Today we are looking at the epilogue to King Darius from around 1565. Now, for once, I'm going to talk a little bit about the plot of the play, because the epilogue does refer to it, and bugger me, this is a weird play. Here is a brief snippet of our initial exploring session of the play.
Will you be gone out of this place? Come, I pray you, let us go apace.
We will be gone by and by, very gladly.
Let us go, and make no more ado.
In that also will I consent to you.
Calm down now, children.
Okay, sorry.
It's almost like there's too much action going on. Come on, guys, we need to go back to the stillness.
Come on, let's be sensible.
I just love this. What is the point of this scene? Is the old come on stage thing to food?
God save thy grace and send thee on life. Save me ever
from all go out.
As you can hear, we totally lost the plot, which we think is deliberate. It is my contention, and there is room for reasonable doubt here, but it is my contention that King Darius is a spoof. It is a deliberate takedown of the morality play format at a time when a lot of drama is doing, at least from the evidence we have here, really odd things. I mean, seriously, how do you describe King Darius? It's basically waiting for King Darius. It's a piece of absurd drama, not from the 1960s, but from the 1560s. I mean, there's a double plot. There's a morality play that takes up most of the stage time, which is just so extra. It has to be a spoof. I know, look, people may disagree on this, but we tried running this section as a separate side play, and it's also just really silly. It's just, you can't play it with a straight face. Anyway. So there's this morality play that happens, and then after about an hour of stage time, King Darius turns up. And King Darius has a meal. And then almost immediately goes away again. And then the morality turns up again and goes on forever. And then, at the end of the play, plot happens. King Darius suddenly does something. It is incredibly disappointing when it does, to be honest, because this bit might come from a vaguely serious place. The jury is still out on that, as it is on pretty much everything I've just said. But it feels like someone's taken a very serious play or set of plays and then just turned the dial up to 11 on just how silly and pointless that kind of genre it can be. So, anyway, we have this late onset plot in King Darius, and it has a thematic connection with the morality play, which takes up most of the stage time. And it is this end part of the play which the epilogue is primarily talking about. Having had dinner, King Darius has a three-way debate with some flatterers, and this bit is an interesting mix of debate and morality play formats. Having had the debate and resolved the play, the personification of constancy, so we have an allegorical figure, constancy enters to round off the action. It's not a thank you for coming to the show type epilogue, this. It's a this is the message plus precis of the action epilogue, albeit the closing action of the play. More importantly, I will tell you about the stipators, let's call the whole thing off. Or, yes, strange words that most people don't know. So a stipator, which we have never fully decided how to say when recording this, is a follower or attendant, which is actually made clear enough in the text. We have the stage direction as we go into the epilogue. Here they go out, and then entereth constancy.
You have heard here, good people, of late of three young men, their sayings by rote, by mouth, they did recite. I think you have heard how the flatterers were cruelly abhorred.
So, three young men, some were flatterers, or stipaters, let's call the whole thing off.
Two there were, stipaters they may be called, I wis. They went about by flattery, but yet they did. But constancy is a thing most sure, in it nothing unclean, but all very pure.
So only two were flatterers, stipaters, but one stood by the ways of this allegorical speaker constancy. Ah, yes, Zorobabel.
The third, Zorobabel by name, did remain in constancy and keep the same. The saying, I suppose you do understand, yet to show you again, I will take in hand.
So, stop me if you've heard this one. Here's the plot of the thing you've just watched.
The one declareth the strength of wine, how it doth deceive the frailty of the brain. The second also doth express that the king had the most strength, doubtless. But wicked men they be, and also flatterers. They may well enough be called stipaters.
Stipaters? You don't want to be a stipater, kids.
Then the third. The truth to tell did begin. The victory of them all he did win. He remained in constancy, and was still wise. As for flattery, still he did despise. Thus have you heard the effect of all, how that for their lies they have got a fool.
So, don't flatter people. Clunk, click, every trip. Splink! At this point, enter Equity and Charity. Constancy, I think, continues speaking to flatter the Queen.
Pray we to God, the Lord of Might, that he would send down his clear sight to Queen Elizabeth, and send her his word, that from her enemies she may be restored. Let us also pray that she long may live, and that to her subjects true precepts she may give.
Then the already entered Equity and Charity definitely speak, though for budgetary reasons it will be me and Fiona again.
For the counsellors also let us pray that in the true faith direct them he may. And that also grace he would give
to give counsel wisely,
while in earth they live.
Amen. It's a fairly formal close to a frankly bonkers play, which I am slightly obsessed about. There are exploring sessions of it on the YouTube, and much, much more to come. I'm just not going to... I'm like a dog with a bone on this one. I'm just not letting go. But for this episode, that's the end of the play. I've been your host, Robert Crichton, and following are a couple of slightly different takes of the epilogue to King Darius. And not only will you hear the epilogue once again in full-throated glory, but also there is a bonus section from our exploring session as we look at the epilogue in situ. And we will endeavour to answer the question as to whether it is stipator or stipata. But till then, King Darius, performed by the fabulous Fiona Thrale. Now available in fun size.
You have heard here, good people, of late, of three young men, their sayings by rote, by mouth, they did recite. I think you have heard how the flatterers were cruelly abhorred. Two there were, stipaters they may be called, I wis. They went about by flattery, but yet they did. But constancy is a thing most sure, in it nothing unclean, but all very pure. The third, Zerubbabel by name, did remain in constancy, and keep the same. The saying, I suppose you do understand, yet to show you again I will take in hand. The one declareth the strength of wine, how it doth deceive the frailty of the brain. The second also doth express that the king had the most strength, doubtless. But wicked men they be, and also flatterers. They may well enough be called stipators. Then the third, the truth to tell, did begin. The victory of them all he did win. He remained in constancy, and was still wise. As for flattery, still he did despise. Thus have you heard the effect of it all, how that for their lies they have got a fall. Pray we to God, the Lord of Might, that he would send down his clear sight to Queen Elizabeth, and send her his word, that from her enemies she may be restored. Let us also pray that she long may live, and that to her subjects true precepts she may give.
For the counsellors also let us pray that in the true faith direct them he may, and that also grace he would them give
to give counsel wisely while in earth they live.
Amen. Anyway, it's not quite over yet because we have the epilogues with and some singing. So everyone's delighted to know that here enters Constancy, saying it as it were an epilogue.
You have heard here, good people of late, of three young men. Their sayings by rote, by mouth they did recite. I think you have heard how the flatterers were cruelly abhorred. Two there were, stipators they may be called iwis. They went about by flattery, but yet they did miss. But constancy is a thing most poor. The third, Zorobabel by name, did remain in constancy and keep the same. The saying, I suppose, you do understand, yet to show you again, I will take in hand. The one declareth the strength of wine, how it doth deceive the frailty of the brain. The second also doth express that the king had the most strength, doubtless. But wicked men they be, and also flatterers. They may well enough be called stipators. Then the third, the truth to tell did begin. The victory of them all he did win. He remained in constancy and was still wise. As for flattery, still he did despise. Thus have you heard the effect of all, how that for their lies they have got a fall. Pray we to God, the Lord of Might, that he would send down his clear light to Queen Elizabeth, and send her his word, that from her enemies she may be restored. Let us also pray that she live, that she long may live, and that for her subjects true precepts she may give.
For the counsellors also let us pray, that in the true faith direct them he may.
And that also grace he would them give, to give counsel wisely while in earth they live.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'll ask Equity if you'll do the final song, please.
Let the truth be in every man's mouth, both young and old. Let him be bold with truth troubled, lest they perish like hogs swinish and utterly decay. Then he shall be sure long to endure abroad in earth, and from the dearth God will keep his heart, also from punishment and from cruel judgment for ever and for aye. In constancy remain, let no venom you stain, but flee it quite, and the right way hit, spurn not against the prick, but be humble and meek, and for grace seek to the living God, I say.
And that there ends, and we had Equity and Charity joining Constancy there for the epilogue. And it's interesting that we have this sort of multi-voiced thing. It's nice that Constantine sort of explains the moral of the story at the end, because I didn't quite get it from the action that we had before. So Zorobabel is remained in constancy. That's the connection. That's the connection with the other half of the play.
Really? Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Right. I'm sure you got that.
I think you're looking for very, very tenuous connections here somehow.
Well, no, Constancy said it, so it must be true.
Oh, it must be true.
Yeah. Okay. Just out of curiosity, just for the question for the room is, how should we go with? I've been saying Stipetus. Does anyone have a better pronunciation?
Stipetor.
Hmm.
Stipetor.
Mm-hmm.
The actual persons, from what I've come across from reading, they're called Stipetors.
I don't know. At the end, rhymes aren't always 100%. But at the end of a line, it's rhymed with flatterer.
Or stipater.
Or stipater. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, basically, I record this. Actually, we've done this epilogue separately for the podcast in the future, and the person who recorded it has given me every single stress imaginable, and I just would like some sort of consensus as to which one I go for.
Stipare or stipare, depending on whether you're having long or...
I got it from the Latin, which was supposedly pronounced stipator, as bodyguard.
Mm.
That's what the internet told me. So, you know, I'm no expert. I'm just saying, you know, what's there.
You have heard here, good people, of late of three young men, their sayings by rote, by mouth they did recite. I think you have heard how the flatterers were cruelly abhorred. Two there were, stipators they may be called, I wis. They went about by flattery, but yet they did. But constancy is a thing most sure, in it nothing unclean, but all very pure. The third, Zerubbabel by name, did remain in constancy and keep the same. The saying, I suppose you do understand, yet to show you again, I will take in hand. The one declareth the strength of wine, how it doth deceive the frailty of the brain. The second also doth express that the king had the most strength, doubtless. But wicked men they be, and also flatterers. They may well enough be called stipators. Then the third, the truth to tell, did begin. The victory of them all he did win. He remained in constancy, and was still wise. As for flattery, still he did despise. Thus have you heard the effect of all, how that for their lies they have got a fall. Pray we to God, the Lord of Might, that he would send down his clear sight to Queen Elizabeth, and send her his word, that from her enemies she may be restored. Let us also pray that she long may live, and that to her subjects true precepts she may give. For the counsellors, also let us pray that in the true faith direct them he may. And that also grace he would them give to give counsel wisely, while in earth they live. Amen. Stipators they may be called, I wis. Stipators they may be called, I wis. They may well enough be called stipators. They may well enough be called stipators. They may well enough be called stipators. Stipitors they may be called, I wit. Stipators they may be called, I wit. They may well enough be called stipitors. They may well enough Stipator, stipata, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off.